Welcome to The Mildly Interesting with Oliver Wilson, the official bedtime podcast of former insomniacs. The Mildly Interesting will be taking a holiday break until Sunday, December 12th. Until then, we hope you enjoy some of our favorite episodes from our archive. Beer is one of the oldest and most widely consumed alcoholic drinks globally and the third most popular drink after water and tea. It is produced by the brewing and fermentation of starches, mainly derived from cereal grains, most commonly from malted barley, though wheat, maize, corn, rice, and oats are also used. During the brewing process, fermentation of the starch, sugars in the wort produces ethanol, and carbonation in the resulting beer. Most modern beer is brewed with hops, which add bitterness and other flavors and act as a natural preservative and stabilizing agent. Other flavoring agents, such as groot, herbs, or fruits may be included or used instead of hops. In commercial brewing, the natural carbonation effect is often removed during processing and replaced with forced carbonation. Some of humanity's earliest known writings refer to the production and distribution of beer. The Code of Hammurabi included laws regulating beer and beer parlors, and the hymn to Ninkasi, a prayer to the Mesopotamian goddess of beer, served as both a prayer and as a method of remembering the recipe for beer in a culture with few literate people. Beer is distributed in bottles and cans and is commonly available on draft, particularly in pubs and bars. The brewing industry consists of several dominant multinational companies and thousands of smaller producers ranging from brew pubs to regional breweries. The strength of modern beer is usually around 4% to 6% alcohol by volume, ABV, although it may vary between 0.5% and 20%, with some breweries creating examples of 40% ABV and above. Beer forms part of the culture of many nations and is associated with social traditions, such as beer festivals and a rich pub culture involving activities like pub crawling, pub quizzes, and pub games. When beer is distilled, the resulting liquor is a form of whiskey. In early forms of English, and in the Scandinavian languages, the usual word for beer was the word whose modern English form is ale. The word beer comes into present-day English from Old English beor, itself from Common Germanic, although the word is not attested in the East Germanic branch of the language family. It is found throughout the West Germanic and North Germanic dialects, modern Dutch and German beer, Old Norse bjor. The earlier etymology of the word is debated. The three main theories are that the term originates in Proto-Germanic bjusa, putatively from Proto-Indo-European busum, meaning brewer's yeast, beer dregs, that it is related to the word barley, or that it was somehow borrowed from Latin by beer to drink. In Old English and Old Norse, the beer word did not denote a malted alcoholic drink like ale, but a sweet, potent drink made from honey and the juice of one or more fruits other than grapes, much less ubiquitous than ale, perhaps served in the kind of tiny drinking cups sometimes found in early medieval grave goods, a drink more like mead or cider. In German, however, the meaning of the beer word expanded to cover the meaning of the ale word already before our earliest surviving written evidence. As German hopped ale became fashionable in England in the late Middle Ages, the English word beer took on the German meaning, and thus in English, two beer came during the early modern period to denote hopped malt-based alcoholic drinks. Beer is one of the world's oldest prepared alcoholic drinks. The earliest archaeological evidence of fermentation consists of 13,000-year-old residues with the consistency of gruel, used by the semi-nomadic Nachtschwans for ritual feasting at the Rakafet cave in the Carmel Mountains near Haifa in Israel. There is evidence that beer was produced at Göbekli Tepe during the pre-pottery Neolithic, around 8500 BC to 5500 BC. The earliest clear chemical evidence of beer made from barley dates to about 3500 to 3100 BC, from the site of Godin Tepe, in the Zagros Mountains of western Iran. It is possible, but not proven, that it dates back even further, to about 10,000 BC when cereal was first farmed. Beer is recorded in ancient Iraq and ancient Egypt's written history, and archaeologists speculate that beer was instrumental in forming civilizations. Approximately 5,000 years ago, workers in Uruk, modern-day Iraq, were paid by their employers with beer volumes. During the building of the Great Pyramids in Giza, Egypt, each worker got a daily ration of 4 to 5 liters of beer, which served as both nutrition and refreshment that was crucial to the pyramids' construction. Some of the earliest Sumerian writings contain references to beer. Examples include a prayer to the goddess Ninkasi, known as the Hymn to Ninkasi, which served as both a prayer and a method of remembering the recipe for beer in a culture with few literate people, and the ancient advice, "Fill your belly. Day and night make merry," to Gilgamesh, recorded in the Epic of Gilgamesh, by the alewife Sadari may, at least in part, have referred to the consumption of beer. The Ebla tablets, discovered in 1974 in Ebla, Syria, show that beer was produced in the city in 2500 BC. A fermented drink using rice and fruit was made in China around 7000 BC. Unlike sake, mold was not used to sacrify the rice. Amylolytic fermentation, the rice was probably prepared for fermentation by chewing or malting. During the Vedic period in ancient India, there are records of consumption of the beer-like sura. Xenophon noted that during his travels, beer was being produced in Armenia. Almost any substance containing sugar can naturally undergo alcoholic fermentation and can thus be utilized in brewing beer. It is likely that many cultures independently invented beer on observing that a sweet liquid could be obtained from a starch source. Bread and beer increased prosperity to a level that allowed time to develop other technologies and contributed to the building of civilizations. Beer was spread through Europe by Germanic and Celtic tribes as far back as 3000 BC, and it was mainly brewed on a domestic scale. The product that the early Europeans drank might not be recognized as beer by most people today. Alongside the primary starch source, the early European beers may have contained fruits, honey, numerous plants, spices, and other substances, such as narcotic herbs. They did not contain hops, which was a later addition, first mentioned in Europe around 822 by a Carolingian abbot and again in 1067 by Abbess Hildegard of Bingen. In 1516, William IV, Duke of Bavaria, adopted the Reinheitsgebot, purity law, perhaps the oldest food quality regulation still in use in the 21st century, according to which the only allowed ingredients of beer are water, hops, and barley malt. Beer produced before the Industrial Revolution continued to be made and sold on a domestic scale, although by the 7th century AD, beer was also being produced and sold by European monasteries. During the Industrial Revolution, beer production moved from artisanal to industrial manufacture, and domestic manufacture ceased to be significant by the 19th century. The development of hydrometers and thermometers changed brewing by allowing more control and more excellent knowledge of the results. In 1912, brown bottles began to be used by Joseph Schlitz Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in the United States. This innovation has since been accepted worldwide and prevents harmful rays from destroying the quality and stability of beer. As of 2007, the brewing industry is a global business, consisting of several dominant multinational companies and thousands of smaller producers ranging from brew pubs to regional breweries. As of 2006, more than 133 billion liters, 35 billion US gallons, the equivalent of a cube 510 meters on a side, of beer are sold per year, producing total global revenues of $294.5 billion. In 2010, China's beer consumption hit 450 million hectolitres, 45 billion litres, or nearly twice that of the United States, but only 5% sold were premium draft beers, compared with 50% in France and Germany. A recent and widely publicized study suggests that sudden decreases in barley production due to extreme drought and heat could in the future cause substantial volatility in the availability and price of beer. The process of making beer is known as brewing. A dedicated building for making beer is called a brewery, though beer can be made in the home and has been for much of its history. A company that makes beer is called either a brewery or a brewing company. Beer made on a domestic scale for non-commercial reasons is classified as homebrewing regardless of where it is made, though most homebrewed beer is made in the home. Brewing beer is subject to legislation and taxation in developed countries, which from the late 19th century largely restricted brewing to a commercial operation only. However, the UK government relaxed legislation in 1963, followed by Australia in 1972 and the US in 1978, though individual states were allowed to pass laws limiting production, allowing homebrewing to become a popular hobby. The purpose of brewing is to convert the starch source into a sugary liquid called wort and convert the wort into the alcoholic drink known as beer in a fermentation process affected by yeast. The first step, where the wort is prepared by mixing the starch source, usually malted barley, with hot water, is known as mashing. Hot water, known as liquor in brewing terms, is mixed with crushed malt or malts, known as grist, in a mash tun. The mashing process takes around 1 to 2 hours, during which the starches are converted to sugars, and then the sweet wort is drained off the grains. The grains are then washed in a process known as sparging. This washing allows the brewer to gather as much of the fermentable liquid from the grains as possible. The process of filtering the spent grain from the wort and sparge water is called wort separation. The traditional process for wort separation is lautering, in which the grain bed itself serves as the filter medium. Some modern breweries prefer the use of filter frames which allow a more finely ground grist. Most modern breweries use a continuous sparge, collecting the original wort and the sparge water together. However, collecting a second or even third wash with the not quite spent grains as separate batches is possible. Each run would produce a weaker wort and thus a weaker beer. This process is known as second and third runnings. Brewing with several runnings is called party guile brewing. The sweet wort collected from sparging is put into a kettle, or copper, because these vessels were traditionally made from copper, and boiled, usually for about 1 hour. During boiling, water in the wort evaporates, but the sugars and other components of the wort remain. This allows more efficient use of the starch sources in the beer. Boiling also destroys any remaining enzymes left over from the mashing stage. Hops are added during boiling as a source of bitterness, flavor, and aroma. Hops may be added at more than one point during the boil. The longer the hops are boiled, the more bitterness they contribute, but the less hop flavor and aroma remain in the beer. After boiling, the hopped wort is cooled, ready for the yeast. In some breweries, the hopped wort may pass through a hopback, a small vat filled with hops, to add aromatic hop flavoring and act as a filter, but usually, the hopped wort is simply cooled for the fermenter, where the yeast is added. During fermentation, the wort becomes beer in a process that requires a week to months depending on the yeast and strength of the beer. In addition to producing ethanol, delicate particulate matter suspended in the wort settles during fermentation. Once fermentation is complete, the yeast also settles, leaving the beer clear. During fermentation, most carbon dioxide is allowed to escape through a trap, and the beer is left with carbonation of only about one atmosphere of pressure. The carbonation is often increased by transferring the beer to a pressure vessel such as a keg, and introducing pressurized carbon dioxide or transferring it before the fermentation is finished. Carbon dioxide pressure builds up inside the container fermentation finishes. Sometimes the beer is put unfiltered, so it still contains yeast, into bottles with some added sugar, producing the desired amount of carbon dioxide inside the bottle. Fermentation is sometimes carried out in two stages, primary and secondary. Once most of the alcohol has been produced during primary fermentation, the beer is transferred to a new vessel and allowed a period of secondary fermentation. Secondary fermentation is used when the beer requires long storage before packaging or greater clarity. When the beer has fermented, it is packaged either into casks for cask ale or kegs, aluminium cans, or bottles for other sorts of beer. The essential ingredients of beer are water, a starch source, such as malted barley, can be saccharified, converted to sugars, then fermented, converted into ethanol and carbon dioxide, a brewer's yeast to produce the fermentation, and a flavoring such as hops. A mixture of starch sources may be used, with a secondary carbohydrate source, such as maize, corn, rice, wheat, or sugar, often being an adjunct, mainly when used alongside malted barley. Less widely used starch sources include millet, sorghum, and cassava root in Africa, potato in Brazil, and agave in Mexico. The amount of each starch source in a beer recipe is collectively called the grain bill. Water is the main ingredient of beer, accounting for 93% of its weight. Though water itself is, ideally, flavorless, its level of dissolved minerals, specifically bicarbonate ions, influences beer's finished taste. Due to the mineral properties of each region's water, specific areas were initially the sole producers of certain types of beer, each identifiable by regional characteristics. Regional geology accords that Dublin's hard water is well suited to making stout, such as Guinness, while the Plzeň region's soft water is ideal for brewing Pilsner, Pale Lager, Pilsner Urquell. The waters of Burton in England contain gypsum, which benefits making pale ale to such a degree that brewers of pale ales will add gypsum to the local water in a process known as Burtonization. The starch source, termed as the mash ingredients, in a beer provides the fermentable material and is a crucial determinant of the strength and flavor of the beer. The most common starch source used in beer is malted grain. Grain is malted by soaking it in water, beginning germination, and then drying the partially germinated grain in a kiln. Malting grain produces enzymes that convert starches in the grain into fermentable sugars. Different roasting times and temperatures are used to produce different colors of malt from the exact grain. Darker malts will produce darker beers. Nearly all beer includes barley malt as the majority of the starch. This is because its fibrous hull remains attached to the grain during threshing. After malting, barley is milled, which finally removes the hull, breaking it into large pieces. These pieces remain with the grain during the mash and act as a filter bed during lautering when sweet wort is separated from insoluble grain material. Other malted and unmalted grains, including wheat, rice, oats, and rye, and less frequently, corn and sorghum, may be used. Some brewers have produced gluten-free beer, made with sorghum with no barley malt, for those who cannot consume gluten-containing grains like wheat, barley, and rye. Flavoring beer is the sole primary commercial use of hops. The flower of the hop vine is used as a flavoring and preservative agent in nearly all beer made today. The flowers themselves are often called hops. The first historical mention of the use of hops in beer was from 822 AD in monastery rules written by Adalhard the Elder, also known as Adalhard of Corby, though the date is usually given for widespread cultivation of hops for use in beer is the 13th century. Before the 13th century, and until the 16th century, during which hops took over as the dominant flavoring, beer was flavored with other plants, for instance, grains of paradise or alehoof. Combinations of various aromatic herbs, berries, and even ingredients like wormwood would be combined into a mixture known as groot and used as hops are now used. Some beers today, such as Fruc by the Scottish Heather Ales Company and Savoie's Lancelot by the French Brasserie Lancelot Company, use plants other than hops for flavoring. Hops contain several characteristics that brewers desire in beer. Hops contribute a bitterness that balances the sweetness of the malt. The bitterness of beers is measured on the International Bitterness Units scale. Hops contribute floral, citrus, and herbal aromas and flavors to the beer. Hops have an antibiotic effect that favors the activity of brewer's yeast over less desirable microorganisms and aids in head retention, the length of time that a foamy head created by carbonation will last. The acidity of hops is a preservative. Yeast is the microorganism that is responsible for fermentation in beer. Yeast metabolizes the sugars extracted from grains, producing alcohol and carbon dioxide, turning wort into beer. In addition to fermenting the beer, yeast influences the character and flavor. The dominant types of yeast used to make beer are the top fermenting Saccharomyces cerevisiae and bottom fermenting Saccharomyces pastorianus. Brettanomyces ferments lambics, and Torrelaspera delbruckii ferments Bavarian Weissbier. Before the role of yeast in fermentation was understood, fermentation involved wild or airborne yeasts. A few styles, such as lambics, rely on this method today, but most modern fermentation adds pure yeast cultures. Some brewers add one or more clarifying agents or finings to beer, which typically precipitate, collect as a solid, out of the beer along with protein solids and are found only in trace amounts in the finished product. This process makes the beer appear bright and clean, rather than the cloudy appearance of ethnic and older beer styles, such as wheat beers. Examples of clarifying agents include isinglass, obtained from swim bladders of fish, Irish moss, a seaweed, Kappa carrageenan, from the seaweed Kappa ficus cottonii, pellicla, artificial, and gelatin. If a beer is marked suitable for vegans, it was clarified with seaweed or artificial agents. The history of breweries in the 21st century has included larger breweries absorbing smaller breweries to ensure economy of scale. In 2002, South African breweries bought the North American Miller Brewing Company to found SABMiller, becoming the second largest brewery after North American Anheuser-Busch. In 2004, the Belgian Interbrew was the third largest brewery by volume, and the Brazilian Ambev was the fifth largest. They merged into InBev, becoming the largest brewery. In 2007, SABMiller surpassed InBev and Anheuser-Busch when it acquired Royal Grolsch, brewer of Dutch premium beer brand Grolsch in 2007. In 2008, when InBev, the second largest, bought Anheuser-Busch, the third largest, the new Anheuser-Busch InBev company became the largest brewer in the world again. As of 2020, according to the market research firm Technavio, AB InBev remains the largest brewing company globally, with Heineken second, Sauer-Snow third, Carlsberg fourth, and Molson Coors fifth. A microbrewery, or craft brewery, produces a limited amount of beer. The maximum amount of beer a brewery can produce and still be classed as a microbrewery varies by region and authority. In the US, it is 15,000 US beer barrels, 1.8 megaliters, 390,000 imperial gallons, 460,000 US gallons, a year. A brewpub is a type of microbrewery that incorporates a pub or other drinking establishment. The highest density of breweries in the world, most of them microbreweries, exists in the German region of Franconia, especially in the district of Upper Franconia, which has about 200 breweries. The Benedictine Weihenstephan Brewery in Bavaria, Germany, can trace its roots to the year 768, as a document from that year refers to a hop garden in the area paying a tithe to the monastery. The brewery was licensed by the city of Freising in 1040, and therefore is the oldest working brewery in the world. While there are many brewing types, the basics of brewing beer are shared across national and cultural boundaries. The traditional European brewing regions, Germany, Belgium, England, and the Czech Republic, have local varieties of beer. In his 1977 book, The World Guide to Beer, English writer Michael Jackson categorized beers worldwide in local style groups suggested by local customs and names. Fred Eckhart furthered Jackson's work in The Essentials of Beer Style in 1989. Top fermented beers are most commonly produced with Saccharomyces cerevisiae, a top fermenting yeast that clumps and rises to the surface, typically between 15 and 25 degrees Celsius, 59 and 77 degrees Fahrenheit. At these temperatures, yeast produces significant amounts of esters and other secondary flavor and aroma products, and the result is often a beer with slightly fruity compounds resembling apple, pear, pineapple, banana, plum, or prune, among others. After introducing hops into England from Flanders in the 15th century, ale referred to an unhopped fermented drink, beer being used, to describe a brew with an infusion of hops. Real ale is the term coined by the Campaign for Real Ale, Camera, in 1973 for beer brewed from traditional ingredients, matured by secondary fermentation in the container from which it is dispensed, and served without the use of extraneous carbon dioxide. It is applied to bottle-conditioned and cask-conditioned beers. Pale ale is a beer that uses a top-fermenting yeast and predominantly pale malt. It is one of the world's major beer styles. Stout and porter are dark beers made using roasted malts or roast barley, and typically brewed with slow fermenting yeast. There are several variations, including Baltic porter, dry stout, and imperial stout. The name porter was first used in 1721 to describe a dark brown beer popular with London's street and river porters. Later, this same beer became known as stout, though the word stout had been used as early as 1677. The history and development of stout and porter are intertwined. Mild ale has a predominantly malty palate. It is usually dark, colored with an ABV of 3% to 3.6%, although lighter hued milds and more robust examples reach 6% ABV and higher. Wheat beer is brewed with a large proportion of wheat, although it often contains a significant proportion of malted barley. Wheat beers are usually top fermented. The flavor of wheat beers varies considerably, depending upon the specific style. Lambic, a beer of Belgium, is naturally fermented using wild yeasts rather than cultivated. Many of these are not strains of brewer's yeast, Saccharomyces cerevisiae, and may have significant differences in aroma and sourness. Yeast varieties such as Brettanomyces bruxellensis and Brettanomyces lambicus are common in lambics. In addition, other organisms such as Lactobacillus bacteria produce acids that contribute to the sourness. Lager is an excellent fermented beer. Pale lagers are the most commonly consumed beer in the world. Many are of the Pilsner type. The name lager comes from the German Lagen for to store, as brewers around Bavaria stored beer in cool cellars and caves during the warm summer months. These brewers noticed that the beers continued ferment and were clear of sediment when stored in cool conditions. Lager yeast is a cool bottom fermenting yeast, Saccharomyces pastorianus, and typically undergoes primary fermentation at 7 to 12 degrees Celsius, 45 to 54 degrees Fahrenheit, the fermentation phase, and then is given a long secondary fermentation at 0 to 4 degrees Celsius, 32 to 39 degrees Fahrenheit, the lagering phase. During the secondary stage, the lager clears and mellows. The cooler conditions also inhibit the natural production of esters and other byproducts, resulting in a cleaner tasting beer. With improved modern yeast strains, most lager breweries use only short periods of cold storage, typically 1 to 3 weeks. Beer is measured and assessed by bitterness, strength, and by color. The perceived bitterness is measured by the International Bitterness Units Scale, IBU, defined in cooperation between the American Society of Brewing Chemists and the European Brewery Convention. The international scale developed the European Bitterness Units Scale, often abbreviated as ABU, and the bitterness values should be identical. Beer color is determined by the malt. The most common color is a pale amber produced from using pale malts. Pale lager and pale ale are terms used for beers made from malt dried with the fuel coke. Coke was first used for roasting malt in 1642, but it was not until around 1703 that pale ale was used. In terms of sales volume, most of today's beer is based on the pale lager brewed in 1842 in the town of Pilsen in the present-day Czech Republic. The modern pale lager is light in color with a noticeable carbonation, fizzy bubbles, and a typical alcohol by volume content of around 5%. The Pilsner Urquell, Bitburger, and Heineken beer brands are typical examples of pale lager, as are the American brands Budweiser, Coors, and Miller. Dark beers are usually brewed from a pale malt or lager malt base, with a small proportion of darker malt added to achieve the desired shade. Other colorants, such as caramel, are also widely used to darken beers. Very dark beers, such as stout, use dark or patent malts that have been roasted longer. Some have roasted unmalted barley. Beer ranges from less than 3% alcohol by volume, ABV, to around 14% ABV, though this strength can be increased to around 20% by re-pitching with champagne yeast and to 55% ABV by the freeze distilling process. The alcohol content of beer varies by local practice or beer style. The pale lagers that most consumers are familiar with fall in the range of 4-6%, with a typical ABV of 5%. The customary strength of British ales is relatively low, with many session beers being around 4% ABV. In Belgium, some beers, such as table beer, are of such low alcohol content, 1% to 4%, that they are served instead of soft drinks in some schools. The alcohol in beer comes primarily from the metabolism of sugars that are produced during fermentation. The number of fermentable sugars in the wort and the variety of yeast used to ferment the wort are the primary factors that determine the amount of alcohol in the final beer. Additional fermentable sugars are sometimes added to increase the alcohol content, and enzymes are often added to the wort for certain styles of beer, primarily light beers, to convert more complex carbohydrates, starches, to fermentable sugars. Alcohol is a byproduct of yeast metabolism, and is toxic to the yeast in higher concentrations. Typical brewing yeast cannot survive at alcohol concentrations above 12% by volume. Low temperatures and too little fermentation time decrease the effectiveness of yeasts and consequently decreases the alcohol content. The weakest beers are dealcoholized beers, which typically have less than 0.05% alcohol, also called near beer, and light beers usually have 4% alcohol. The strength of beers has climbed during the later years of the 20th century. Vetter 33, a 10.5% ABV, 33 degrees Plato, hence Vetter 33, Doppelbock, was listed in the 1994 Guinness Book of World Records as the strongest beer at that time, though Samichlaus, by the Swiss brewer Hulimon, had also been listed by the Guinness Book of World Records as the strongest at 14% ABV. Since then, some brewers have used champagne yeasts to increase the alcohol content of their beers. Samuel Adams reached 20% ABV with Millennium, and then surpassed that amount to 25.6% ABV with Utopias. The strongest beer brewed in Britain was Bazzi's Super Brew by Parish Brewery, a 23% ABV beer. In September 2011, the Scottish brewery BrewDog produced Ghost Deer, which, at 28%, they claim to be the world's strongest beer produced by fermentation alone. The product claimed to be the strongest beer made is Schorschbrau's 2011 Schorschbock 57 with 57.5%. The end of history was preceded by a 55% Belgian ale made by BrewDog in 2010. The same company had previously made Sink the Bismarck, a 41% of Viper, and Tactical Nuclear Penguin, a 32% of Imperial Stout. Each of these beers is made using the Icebork method of fractional freezing, in which a strong ale is partially frozen, and the ice is repeatedly removed until the desired strength is reached, a process that may class the product as spirits rather than beer. The German brewery Schorschbrau's Schorschbock, a 31% of Icebork, and Hair of the Dog's Dave, a 29% of barley wine made in 1994, used the same fractional freezing method. A 60% of blend of beer with whiskey was jokingly claimed as the strongest beer by a Dutch brewery in July 2010. Draft, also spelled draft, beer from a pressurized keg using a lever-style dispenser and a spout is the most common method of dispensing in bars worldwide. A metal keg is pressurized with carbon dioxide, CO2, gas which drives the beer to the dispensing tap or faucet. Some beers may be served with a nitrogen-carbon dioxide mixture. Nitrogen produces fine bubbles, resulting in a dense head and a creamy mouthfeel. Some types of beer can also be found in smaller, disposable kegs called beer balls. The pull levers for notable beer brands may include the beer's logo and trademark in traditional pubs. In the 1980s, Guinness introduced the beer widget, a nitrogen-pressurized ball inside a can that creates a dense, tight head, similar to beer served from a nitrogen system. The words draft and draft can be used as marketing terms to describe canned or bottled beers containing a beer widget or which are cold-filtered rather than pasteurized. Cask-conditioned ales, or cask ales, are unfiltered and unpasteurized beers. These beers are termed real ale by the CAMRA organization. Typically, when a cask arrives in a pub, it is placed horizontally on a frame called a stillage, which is designed to hold it steady and at the right angle, and then allowed to cool to cellar temperature, typically between 11 to 13 degrees Celsius or 52 to 55 degrees Fahrenheit, before being tapped and vented. A tap is driven through a usual rubber bung at the bottom of one end. A hard spile or other implement is used to open a hole in the side of the cask, which is now uppermost. The act of stillaging and then venting a beer in this manner typically disturbs all the sediment, so it must be left for a suitable period to drop, clear, again, as well as to fully condition. This period can take anywhere from several hours to several days. The beer is ready to sell at this point, either being pulled through a beer line with a hand pump, or simply being gravity-fed directly into the glass. Draft beer's environmental impact can be 68% lower than a bottled beer due to packaging differences. A life cycle study of one beer brand, including grain production, brewing, bottling, distribution, and waste management, shows that the CO2 emissions from a six-pack of microbrew beer are about 3 kilograms, 6.6 pounds. The loss of natural habitat potential from the six-pack of microbrew beer is estimated to be 2.5 square meters, 26 square feet. Downstream emissions from distribution, retail, storage, and waste disposal can be over 45% of a bottled microbrew beer's CO2 emissions. Where legal, using a refillable jug, reusable bottle, or other reusable containers to transport draft beer from a store or a bar, rather than buying pre-bottled beer, can reduce the environmental impact of beer consumption. Most beers are cleared of yeast by filtering when packaged in bottles and cans. However, bottle-conditioned beers retain some yeast, either unfiltered or filtered, and then reseeded with fresh yeast. It is usually recommended that the beer be poured slowly, leaving any yeast sediment at the bottom of the bottle. However, some drinkers prefer to pour in the yeast. This practice is customary with wheat beers. Typically, 90% of the contents are poured when serving a Hefeweizen wheat beer, and the remainder is swirled to suspend the sediment before pouring it into the glass. Alternatively, the bottle may be inverted before opening. Glass bottles are always used for bottle-conditioned beers. Many beers are sold in cans, though there is considerable variation in the proportion between different countries. In Sweden in 2001, 63.9% of beer was sold in cans. People either drink from the can or pour the beer into a glass. A technology developed by Crown Holdings for the 2010 FIFA World Cup is the full aperture can, so named because the entire lid is removed during the opening process, turning the can into a drinking cup. Cans protect the beer from light, thereby preventing skunked beer, and have a seal less prone to leaking over time than bottles. Cans were initially viewed as a technological breakthrough for maintaining the quality of a beer, then became commonly associated with less expensive, mass-produced beers, even though the quality of storage in cans is much like bottles. Plastic, PET, bottles are used by some breweries. The temperature of a beer influences a drinker's experience. Warmer temperatures reveal the range of flavors in a beer, but cooler temperatures are more refreshing. Most drinkers prefer pale lager to be served chilled, a low or medium strength pale ale to be served cool, while an intense barley wine or imperial stout to be served at room temperature. Beer writer Michael Jackson proposed a 5-level scale for serving temperatures: well chilled, 7 degrees Celsius or 45 degrees Fahrenheit, for light beers; pale lagers, chilled, 8 degrees Celsius or 46 degrees Fahrenheit, for Berliner Weisse and other weak beers; lightly chilled, 9 degrees Celsius or 48 degrees Fahrenheit, for all dark lagers, Altbier and German wheat beers; cellar temperature, 13 degrees Celsius or 55 degrees Fahrenheit, for regular British ale, stout and most Belgian specialities; and room temperature, 15.5 degrees Celsius or 60 degrees Fahrenheit, for strong dark ales, especially Trappist beer, and barley wine. Drinking chilled beer began with the development of artificial refrigeration, and by the 1870s, it was spread in those countries that concentrated on brewing pale lager. Chilling beer makes it more refreshing, though, below 15.5 degrees Celsius, 60 degrees Fahrenheit, the chilling starts to reduce taste awareness and reduces it significantly below 10 degrees Celsius, 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Beer served unchilled, either excellent or at room temperature, reveals more of their flavors. Caskmark, a non-profit UK beer organization, has set a standard temperature range of 12 degrees minus 14 degrees Celsius, 53 degrees to 57 degrees Fahrenheit, for cask ales to be served. Beer is consumed out of various vessels, such as a glass, a beer stein, a mug, a pewter tankard, a beer bottle, or a can, or at music festivals and some bars and nightclubs, from a plastic cup. The shape of the glass from which beer is consumed can influence the perception of the beer and can define and accent the character of the style. Breweries offer branded glassware intended only for their own beers as a marketing promotion, increasing their product sales. The pouring process has an influence on a beer's presentation. The rate of flow from the tap or other serving vessel, the tilt of the glass, and the position of the pour, in the center or down the side, into the glass all influence the end result, such as the size and longevity of the head, lacing, the pattern left by the head as it moves down the glass as the beer is drunk, and the release of carbonation. A beer tower is a beer dispensing device, usually found in bars and pubs, that consists of a cylinder attached to a beer cooling device at the bottom. Beer is dispensed from the beer tower into a drinking vessel. A 2016 systematic review and meta-analysis found that moderate ethanol consumption brought no mortality benefit compared with lifetime abstention from ethanol consumption. Some studies have concluded that drinking small quantities of alcohol, less than one drink in women and two in men per day, is associated with a decreased risk of heart disease, stroke, diabetes mellitus, and early death. Some of these studies combined former ethanol drinkers and lifelong abstainers into a single group of non-drinkers, which hides the health benefits of lifelong abstention from ethanol. The long-term health effects of continuous, moderate, or heavy alcohol consumption include the risk of developing alcoholism and alcoholic liver disease. Alcoholism, also known as alcohol use disorder, is a broad term for any drinking of alcohol that results in problems. It was previously divided into two types, alcohol abuse and alcohol dependence. In a medical context, alcoholism is said to exist when two or more of the following conditions is present: a person drinks large amounts over a long period, has difficulty cutting down, acquiring and drinking alcohol takes up a great deal of time, alcohol is strongly desired, usage results in not fulfilling responsibilities, usage results in social problems, usage results in health problems, usage results in risky situations, withdrawal occurs when stopping, and alcohol tolerance has occurred with use. Alcoholism reduces a person's life expectancy by around 10 years, and alcohol use is the third leading cause of early death in the United States. No professional medical association recommends that people who are non-drinkers should start drinking alcoholic beverages. A total of 3.3 million deaths, 5.9% of all deaths, are believed to be due to alcohol. It is considered that overeating and lack of muscle tone is the leading cause of a beer belly rather than beer consumption. A 2004 study, however, found a link between binge drinking and a beer belly. But with most overconsumption, it is more a problem of improper exercise and overconsumption of carbohydrates than the product itself. Several diet books quote beer as having an undesirably high glycemic index of 110, the same as maltose. However, the maltose in beer undergoes metabolism by yeast during fermentation, so that beer consists mainly of water, hop oils, and only trace amounts of sugars, including maltose. Beers vary in their nutritional content. The ingredients used to make beer, including the yeast, provide a rich source of nutrients. Therefore, beer may contain nutrients including magnesium, selenium, potassium, phosphorus, biotin, chromium, and B vitamins. Beer is sometimes referred to as liquid bread, though beer is not a meal in itself. In many societies, beer is the most popular alcoholic drink. Various social traditions and activities are associated with beer drinkings, such as playing cards, darts, or other pub games, attending beer festivals, engaging in zithology, the study of beer, visiting a series of pubs in one evening, visiting breweries, beer-oriented tourism, or rating beer. Drinking games, such as beer pong, are also popular. A relatively new profession is the beer sommelier, who informs restaurant patrons about beers and food pairings. Beer is considered a social lubricant in many societies and is consumed in countries all over the world. There are breweries in Middle Eastern countries such as Syria, and in some African countries. Sales of beer are four times those of wine, which is the second most popular alcoholic drink. A study published in the Neuropsychopharmacology Journal in 2013 revealed the finding that the flavor of beer alone could provoke dopamine activity in the brain of the male participants, who wanted to drink more as a result. The 49 men in the study were subject to positron emission tomography scans, while a computer-controlled device sprayed minute amounts of beer, water, and a sports drink onto their tongues. Compared with the taste of the sports drink, the taste of beer significantly increased the participants' desire to drink. Test results indicated that the flavor of the beer triggered a dopamine release, even though alcohol content in the spray was insufficient for the purpose of becoming intoxicated. Some breweries have developed beers to pair with food. Wine writer Malcolm Gluck disputed the need to pair beer with food, while beer writers Roger Protz and Melissa Cole contested that claim. Around the world, there are many traditional and ancient starch-based drinks classed as beer. In Africa, there are various ethnic beers made from sorghum or millet, such as Oshikandu in Namibia and Tele in Ethiopia. Kyrgyzstan also has a millet beer. It is low alcohol, somewhat porridge-like drink called bozo. Bhutan, Nepal, Tibet, and Sikkim also use millet in chiang, a popular semi-fermented rice millet drink in the eastern Himalayas. Further east in China is found Wangju and Shuju, traditional rice-based drinks related to beer. The Andes in South America has chicha, made from germinated maize, corn, while the indigenous peoples in Brazil have coim, a traditional drink made since pre-Columbian times by chewing manioc so that an enzyme, amylase, present in human saliva can break down the starch into fermentable sugars. This is similar to Mosotto in Peru. Some beers made from bread, linked to the earliest forms of beer, are Soti in Finland, Kvass in Russia and Ukraine, and Buza in Sudan. 4,000 years ago, fermented bread was used in Mesopotamia. Food waste activists inspired these ancient recipes and used leftover bread to replace a third of the malted barley that would otherwise be used for brewing their craft ale. Beer contains 4-hydroxyphenylacetic acid, vanillic acid, caffeic acid, syringic acid, p-cumeric acid, ferulic acid, and synapic acid. Alkaline hydrolysis experiments show that most phenolic acids are present as bound forms, and only a small portion can be detected as free compounds. Hops, and beer made with it, contain 8-prenylneringenin, which is a potent phytoestrogen. Hop has myrcene, cumuline, xanthohumol, isoxanthohumol, myrcene, linalool, tannins, and resin. The alcohol 2M2B is a component of hops brewing. In malt, barley brings the condensed tannins prodelphinidins B3, B9, and C2 into beer. Tryptophol, tyrosol, and phenyl ethanol are aromatic higher alcohols found in beer as secondary products of alcoholic fermentation, products also known as congeners, by Saccharomyces cerevisiae.